This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in L.A. County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 3.9. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. Various locations have reported damage and local hospitals are actively providing treatment to the injured. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continuing in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli Air Force spokesman has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in his rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim was retrieved from the waters off Maui at about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels.
In the encounter, the Pentagon says U.S. helicopters sunk three attack boats with armed pirates on board. The helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship early Sunday. There were no U.S. casualties. Houthi rebels inside Yemen have been ramping up attacks on international shipping for weeks now, in response to the war between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. The box office numbers are out for the New Year's weekend, and the two movies from last week have traded places on the list. Wonka came in first, taking in $24 million, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom came in second with $19.5 million. Migration held the third spot, and The Color Purple came in fourth. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner, along with other XFL owners, in the United Football League. The XFL has merged with the USFL, and they plan to announce the teams and cities that they will be in at a later date. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. We're going to talk election fraud. It will not go away. Like any lie that hangs out there. I mean, you know it with your kids. When your kids lie to you, you can't sleep at night. It's there until you finally have that moment where they fess up. Unfortunately, our government has been used to deflecting and continuing to lie, as Dinesh D'Souza told me a couple of years back after his experience in jail. He said the one thing about the cons, his big takeaway was they always hold to the con. They stick to the con no matter what. And this is what our government is doing. So that tells you that they are acting like convicts because they're doing what convicts do. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they destroy, they even kill. It is that diabolical. But, you know, what you're going to find out is the election process and the voter fraud that took place is a mere manifestation. I think it's the tip of the iceberg of the corruption and the level of problem that we have in our government today. Just even on the election issue, you've got almost 2/3 of the country still saying something is fishy. They just do not believe the results of the 2020 election. And meanwhile, you'll have, talking heads, people that maybe you've heretofore respected, say, well, there's no proof. Well, you know, but there's a lot of smoke here and there's a lot of things to consider. But because you don't have the courage or the intestinal fortitude to pursue the truth, okay, that doesn't mean that the truth doesn't exist. The fact of the matter that people have so many questions and there's still no answers, and then we find out whenever the truth is pursued by the bureaucracy, they skirt around the truth and they want you to believe something else. It's kind of like listening to a Senate or a congressional hearing when you hear these people who are being investigated or they got to, you know, be held to account by our elected officials, how they skirt the issues. This is the pattern that we deal with today. Well, so much has been happening in our government. Joe Fried is back with us. Joe is the certified public accountant who wrote the book Debunked. He also has a new book called How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. And these are things that the people who steal and the people in our government, there have been research, there have been studies on this. So some of this isn't like it's new news. It's been there. This is how they do things. But Joe, because of his tenacity and his intestinal fortitude, is bringing forth the truth. But we have other things to talk about, and we want to open up with that. First of all, Joe Fried, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I was mentioning, so much, I mean, we talk about voter fraud, but there's so many other things going on. And I think also Donald Trump's case is part of that iceberg that's hanging out there. And it demonstrates how diabolical our bureaucracy and our government has become. For example, you've got this SCOTUS case that, finally the Supreme Court has decided to take up the issue of president immunity, right?
That's right. And if you think about it, I think Trump's got a strong case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the Supreme Court, there's no way they're going to say a president can do anything he wants, because what if he murdered somebody one night, or he right. he was passing out drugs one night? I don't think that's going to happen, but what if he did that? You can't make that rule. But on the other hand, I think they're going to – I'm just guessing. I'm not a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that they might come down with this dual-purpose ruling. They're saying, look, when he was talking at the Ellipse, on the one hand, yes, he was campaigning, but on the other hand, he was also president talking about problems in our election.
Exactly.
And, you know, this, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, all sorts of candidates and politicians say important things, but they also are looking in the back at how it affects them politically.
Right.
It's always a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So I can't see if the Supreme Court, they're either going to do that or they're going to say we have to wait a while until the trial court does something and then we'll rule. I think they're either going to delay or they're going to rule in Trump's favor. That's just a layman's guess.
Well, hopefully they do rule, because in a sense, what would they ignite? They've already, the Democrats have already ignited a nuclear bomb here, because this means, just like impeachment, which now we've entered into an approved impeachment inquiry of the Bidens. This is all begat as a result of two impeachments of Donald Trump. Once you open up that door, it's hard to put everything back in the closet, as Fibber McGee found out, right?
Yeah. And as I was saying to you earlier, Bill, I'm more excited almost by that other case that just sort of surprised a lot of people. The Supreme Court picked up a case, and I know you're completely aware of it,
right,
of these guys who have been charged with obstructing an official proceeding.
These are the J6 patriots that are still in jail. Some have been held, in this case, Jake Lang is one of the principals. He's been in jail for over 300 days, Joe.
Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And here's what they're charging him with. This Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
He took something that was created for the Enron scandal. Just to remind your audience, Arthur Andersen, a giant accounting firm, knew that there were problems. And before they were subpoenaed, they say, well, we better our normal policy is, I think it was 5 years. We keep documents for 5 years and we shred them.
Right.
And we haven't been doing that. So they instructed their workers, start adhering to our shredding policy. Okay. They paid a price for that, because that was considered to be in contemplation of a subpoena. Now, by the way, just to contrast that, Hillary Clinton.
That's what I'm going to say. I just say, yeah, by contrast, exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
She did it 4 days after a subpoena, so there was no contemplation there. And she got away with murder. She didn't go to jail or anything.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway, what Jack Smith did is he stretched that to say it's not just shredding documents anymore. It's anything you do that can hinder an official proceeding. Well, I'm trying to think, how many times have we all seen Code Pink, those women who wear pink, and they park their butts on the ground in the middle of an assembly room,
right,
so that nobody can transact business until they're heard. Are they serving 20-year sentences? That's what that's what he's looking for, 20-year sentences. The man's crazy.
Right.
I have to agree with Trump. He's deranged. It's just insane.
But he's deranged, and he's got compatriots with him. The judicial branch, these judges that are going along, and they are they're issuing these decrees, and 22 years in jail, for various patriots for doing what our Constitution allows them to do.
Yeah.
And that is to, to redress their issues with the government. And the government says, oh, no, you can't redress. We're going to throw you in jail.
I think the Supreme Court, the conservatives at least, are going to say, wait a minute now. If you start opening up this can of worms, what's going to happen is every time somebody wants to protest something, they're going to have to worry in the back of their head, well, I want to protest, but I might impede these senators or these congressmen from doing their job. Oh, by the way, what about that guy who pulled the fire alarm?
Exactly.
Is he being charged? Is he going to prison for 20 years? It's
of
crazy.
Of course not.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Well, see, this is the deal. I mean, this two-tiered justice system that we're living under right now has got to stop. And hopefully SCOTUS can step up and save the country, Joe, because, like you say, this is just the tip of the iceberg. What they've done, in terms of president immunity, what they're doing to Donald Trump right now, a leading candidate for president. And, clearly, I mean, you talk about election interference. I mean, the Democrats have not stopped interfering with the election process, you know, going back to this narrative about Hunter Biden's laptop.
You know, Bill, that reminds me. I take issue with one of the things you said in your intro. You said that, you know, it's hard to prove these things. As far as I'm concerned, maybe I'm off to an extreme. But when it came out that the FBI consciously suppressed the story of the laptop, to me, it was time for a new election.
Exactly.
Because when your government agencies, powerful agencies, sit on something for 11 months and deliberately wait until because they knew damn well what that would do, I think that's enough. We already have the proof.
No, Joe, I would agree with you on that stance. The problem we're having is getting any kind of support from the FBI, because they're all complicit in this, because the cabal ran so deep, because it was not only 51, you know, security officials signing a letter declaring that if this was Russian disinformation. So you got them involved. You also know the FBI, to your point, a year at least prior to, had already checked out the laptop, and they knew that it was legitimate. Yeah. And on top of that, they took it further. You talk about conspiracy. Then they go to the heads of these social media entities and say, hey, heads up, there's going to be some Russian disinformation, wink, wink, coming down the line here, and you need to be prepared. And, you know, they could say in a very casual sort of way, Joe, the way these people will do this, or at least the way they'll admit it in court, is we never told them exactly what to do. We didn't tell them. We just said, hey, be prepared. But you've got the government in your office telling you this has happened. There is an implied directive with their presence and them showing up at your offices, I would think.
And, Bill, I'd like to tell, I hope the House Republicans get some of those 51 people up on the stand.
Yes.
Because, you know, they rushed that letter out just in time for Joe Biden's last debate so that he would have something to say, because he knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And that way, remember how emphatic he was, and he was indignant that Trump would bring up this charge against his son that was fabricated. It was Russian disinformation. They did that for him. That's why I say, really, you need a new election right at that point.
Exactly.
Everything else, I mean, and there's a lot more, but that was enough to say we need a new election, because they interfered. It wasn't just the media. If it were just the media, I'd say that's not the same. Mm-hmm. But when you have agencies of the government taking a hand in a material hand, that's big.
Yeah, and the other, you know, kind of get out of jail card for these guys is what they always say is that, well, we looked at it. It wouldn't make a big difference. It's not going to change the results of the election, right? Yeah. Well, you know, the research said that if the people knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, 15% of the people said they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's big.
This is a huge number. So for them to say, oh, it wouldn't make any difference, I think it takes that calculus off the table, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And those 15% Biden supporters, of course, the Republicans would have been even more motivated to run to the polls. So it would have been at least the 15%. Now, all right, maybe some of those people are just talking that way, but you didn't need 15%. If it was 3%, if it was 2%, that would have changed the election. So, for sure, I think we really, at that point, needed a new election, but there were no Republicans in the government that had power to push for that.
Well, I think that they tried to. Unfortunately, the timing, the way January 6th unfolded, the way it was orchestrated. I just saw another interview with Stephen Sun, who was – he was the head of the Capitol Police, right?
Yeah.
And he's explaining what went on. My good, you talk about interference.
Yeah.
And you talk about a setup. And Sun is there, and he can't quite say that it was a setup, and he's got to be careful about how he frames this. But any reasonable individual would draw from this that Nancy Pelosi was up to her earlobes, that she orchestrated this whole situation. She purposely delayed support and put the Capitol Police in danger.
Yeah. And he, if I recall, she fired him the very next day. So he didn't get to talk for a couple of years.
Yes.
They weren't taking any chances.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, in terms of firing him, you know, that whole situation, but yet the number two, Anadonda, I can't remember exactly her name right now. We interviewed one of the Capitol Police that was he was in charge of the grounds at the time. T.K. Johnson, I believe, is his name. Great guy, and he tells how many times that he tried to get in touch with with her, and she refused. I mean, would not give him an answer, and how he could protect his people. He got pushed out. Because he knew too much as well. But meanwhile, interestingly enough, she doesn't get fired. They elevated her. Nancy Pelosi made her the acting Capitol Police chief after Sun left, and the troops just revolted, said no, we don't want her, and so they ended up moving her out off the Capitol grounds and gave her a promotion to be in charge of the police at Berkeley, for a lot more pay, and just right across the way from Nancy Pelosi's district. So what does that tell you?
Well, one thing it tells me is things are crumbling for the Democrats right now, and they must really regret. They would have had the House and the Senate, but they miscalculated. They didn't have their ballot harvesters in New York. They didn't think they needed to be in New York.
Right.
And that's where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And so now, thank God we have the Republicans have, and I don't know even if you're a Republican, but thank God the Republicans have the House, because that's what's unraveling things. And one more thing on these, on what we were talking about with Sund.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed lately when they put out the video, all that video, they've already caught a couple of those indignant policemen. One is named Dunn, and they're caught in lies. They were saying things that the video shows were impossible because they weren't at the spot they claimed to be at.
Right.
So there's a lot more that's going to keep happening. I think this is going to be a painful year for the Democrats as things start to unravel.
Well, and it should be, if we have any hope of getting control of our government again. This is, so symbolic and emblematic of the severe problem and the disease that exists in our government, that you would have one person like Nancy Pelosi endangering Congress for the sake of, Democratic posturing and I say Democratic, not Democratic as a government, but the Democratic Party as for posturing and for an advantage over the Republicans. There is no doubt this was fixed. This is what's clearly coming out.
The word that was used was optics. They were told the optics aren't good. We can't have the National Guard because the optics don't look good. And for the sake of optics, those are why people were hurt, if any, to the extent they were hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only one killed, of course, was a MAGA supporter. So,
yeah. Well, Ashley Babbitt, I mean, here she is. And you've got, and of course, that police officer whose name was withheld for a while, of course, everybody knows now. But for him to fire a round into a group of people, that is so irresponsible. But they elevated him to hero status for killing an unarmed patriot.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet
for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip, an Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
This is the deal, like any infection, Joe, we got to lance it.
Yeah.
We got to open the wound all the way up. We got to clean it up. We've got to put antiseptic antibiotics over all this these wounds to where we can really address this. But when you have one party, you talk about obstruction and conspiracy. This is being led by the Democratic Party, this obstruction and conspiracy to promote evil and to destroy our way of life. And and they have been very successful up to this point.
Yeah.
Now, our hope and belief is always that in the end, the truth will win. By God's grace and mercy, Joe, maybe we have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe we have that opportunity where, you know, truth can come out finally. And we're able to pull, not only because I believe that all these threads kind of intersect, whether we're talking January 6th, whether we're talking about all these other things that are going on, the election fraud that's happened, somebody, there's got to be some central entity that's controlling this. Or, you know, like you and I talked about, how do you get, 6-7 swing states to shut down all at the same time for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Stop the count in order to manufacture a result that's satisfactory for them. How does one that is a coordinated and orchestrated event?
Yeah.
That wasn't just coincidental that you had. I mean, if you had one or two, you might say, OK, you know, a little bit of that. But you got what, 5, 6, 7 all shutting down at the same time?
Well, Bill, the encouraging thing is that we were talking about that Heartland Institute survey. It shows people do get it.
Exactly.
They really get it. And that's a great, great encouragement to me and to a lot of people.
Well, you see, again, this is, goes to our point, Joe. The truth is coming out, and Joe's referring to this new report that came out, I believe it was just yesterday, from Heartland Institute and Rasmussen.
Yeah,
and it's 17% of mail-in voters admit. Look at this, listen to this number. 17% admit that in 2020 they voted in a state where they are no longer a permanent resident.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, 21% of mail-in voters admitted that they filled out a ballot for a friend or family member.
Wow.
Okay, against the law. Yeah. 17% of mail-in voters said they signed a ballot for a friend or family member with or without his permission.
Without.
Also illegal. 8% of likely voters say they were offered pay or a reward for voting in 2020.
Yeah.
Also illegal.
There's so much, Bill, and I think that 8% might be the one that concerns me the most. I wish they broke that down to see how much came from some of these nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. That would support what True the Vote was saying about harvesting. Mm-hmm. They were saying people were getting paid $10 a ballot, sometimes much more than $10 mm-hmm. a ballot. I would love to, because 8% is a whopping big number in an election decided by 1% or less.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's a huge number, and I mm-hmm. wish they, I'd like to, I hope they follow up with some more questions like this. This was a very respectable survey, by the way. I said to, you know, I've told you I'm doing some work on the January 6th case and the election stuff. And I said to people when we heard this yesterday, I said, well, let me check out this stuff because I want to make sure this is a legit survey.
It is
legit. They did a good job. They got the, they use Rasmussen to do the survey. I have a lot of respect for them. They have a good margin of error in the confidence rate are acceptable. It's over 1,085 people surveyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a significant, and the questions are right out there, so you can see how they worded
right.
it. Some of these surveys don't tell you how they word the questions. This one mm-hmm. is telling you this is what we asked them.
Exactly. And, yeah. and you're talking, what, a plus or minus error factor of about 3% out of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 3%, 95%. So what that means is they're saying we are 95% certain that the error rate will fall somewhere between 3 minus or 3 plus.
Exactly.
And that's a very respectable percentage.
Yeah, by today's standards, without a doubt. The bottom line in summary of this from Rasmussen was taken together. The results of these survey questions, Joe, appear to show that voter fraud was widespread.
Yeah.
Voter fraud was widespread in the 2020 election, especially among those who cast in mail-in ballots. And you and I have talked about this before. The history is clear. We've had governmental studies on this previously that mail-in ballots was an invitation for voter fraud.
Yeah, Trump said it first, and he was, well, actually, Jimmy Carter said it
first. Jimmy Carter, exactly. Uh-huh.
And then Trump brought it up. And, of course, when Trump said it, then everybody was dismissive because it's Donald Trump, you know, and that's what they do.
So here it is. Donald Trump's the bad guy. He warns you this is going to happen. And in the words of Barack Obama, elections have consequences. Well, how do you like what you elected now?
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump, he's been right about so many things. It's ridiculous now. He was right about the border. He was right about Ukraine. When he was impeached for that, he was trying to warn America. We got a corrupt relationship going between a family member of Biden and the vice president at the time when it happened.
Right.
And this should be investigated. All he was asking for is check it out. He said, and
exactly.
He didn't even say, talk to me. He said, just call our FBI and tell them what you know if you know anything.
Mm-hmm. And our FBI should have known, and they did know. They had to know, Joe, because this stuff had been going on during the Obama years. And my question still remains is that here you've got Joe Biden compromised. You got John Kerry compromised. You've got Joe Biden compromised. And this happens when Barack Obama's president. So yeah. You're going to tell me the bigger big guy is not getting his beak wet? But nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what they're saying now, that he's going to bail out in May. I don't know. I think he's got to bail out. Joe Biden cannot withstand what's about to happen with this impeachment. He's going down. So he's going to bail out. He won't actually leave. He's just going to announce that he's leaving at the end of his term. And then they expect, of course, Pretty Boy from California to come in.
Newsom. Yeah, they're going to be in a mad scramble, because let me tell you, there is a divide there. Whether it's Governor Newsom or, you know, a Hail Mary pass of Michelle Obama.
Or Kamala Harris, because she's a street fighter. And I don't think, even though everybody thinks she's lousy, I don't think she thinks she's lousy. I think she's a street fighter who will say, hey, you can't push me out. Mm-hmm. I'm in line. So I think there's going to be some real fighting going on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what she can do. She wasn't very effective during the presidential campaign, as you recall. Mm-hmm. She lost her own state, did basically about the same level she's done consistently, about 3% when it came to polling. And now we've had, you know, what, over 3 years of experience with her leadership or lack thereof, and she's unimpressive. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take in the absence of money and candidate, in the absence of a message or a quality candidate, you need a lot of money. And I think you need a lot more money to, and a lot more cheating if you think that, Kamala Harris is going to, win the Oval Office.
Well, I don't think she'll succeed. I'm just saying there's going to be some real, animosity and they're going to be having a food fight.
Yeah.
She's not going to go down quietly, in my opinion. She's going to fight.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Not going to go to, you know, no labels. I don't see her jumping ship. But there's all kinds of theories. But you're right. I think that this could, you know, be an interesting time. And for me, I've kind of been waiting for these two parties being broken up because if you remember, it was John Naismith in his book Megatrends probably 25 years ago, yeah. Said that the two-party system was like two dinosaurs mating. That the two-party system was no longer tenable, that it's been able to hang in this long. So I think it's still a matter of time before his prediction is fulfilled. And we might be close to that.
Well, this guy said that there's only two times in the last 120 years, that a third party did pretty well. And one, of course, was Ross Perot, 19%. Right. And then he had to go all the way back to the Bull Moose Party with Teddy Roosevelt. We got about 19%. Mm-hmm. He said, and those in both cases, they sank the party they were aligned with because of taking all those votes away. He says that RFK right now has 15% in all the polling. If he runs, he's and then you've got the Green Party. You still have Jill Stein. She might take 1%. Mm-hmm. You've got. Like I say, Manson might jump in there. That's their headache.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think that who is it? Cornell. You know the professor.
Cornell West.
Cornell West. I don't think he's probably much more than maybe a 1% type of guy. But you know, it's all it all chips away.
Yeah.
And in an impeachment inquiry that's going to be underway. And what they've done to Donald Trump, you know, clearly, I mean, the polling numbers are dramatically showing that the people are beginning to see what's happening with our government. And they see that what they're doing to Donald Trump is unjust and unfair. And that strikes such a basic human chord, Joe, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing that gets me, Bill, this guy who is so smart, who's such a good candidate, a good pundit.
Mm-hmm.
He left one element out that worries me. He said, well, you know, Trump's going to win. He'll get like 1% or 2% more. What about the cheating factor?
Do you exactly.
think the Democrats aren't going to cheat?
Oh, exactly.
Remember Fetterman? He wins. That guy, he wins by 4.5%.
Right.
He was so, and Kerry Lake was up 2.7% the day before. All the way, by the way, for weeks, she was gaining, always ahead, got all the way to 2.7%, and she loses by 2.3%, and she lost by 0.7, swing of 3% on the last day.
Right, exactly.
That's the mail-in ballot.
Yeah, exactly. So the Democratic Party is the party of stolen elections. They have developed it into an art form. They're hoping and praying for another COVID-like outbreak. to where they can go again. Elias and his 500 Democratic attorneys will storm the state houses of these swing states and get them to violate their own state laws and once again open us up to voter fraud. Because meanwhile, as you and I have discussed before, people like yourself but still few in number have, done a deeper dive. You look at the numbers. You have seen how voter fraud can take place in your new book, How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 ways. I mean, this is a combination of, your study that you've done, but also of what empirically what has happened in the past, how elections have been stolen, right?
Yeah. Well, I probably should say 24 ways now because I keep finding new ways. I want to get into that. But, one of the things, I just published a little article on American Thinker on non-citizen votes. I think it went to American Thinker. I can't remember where I put it. But anyway, I'm going to look at my notes here.
Okay.
Back in 2018, Stacey Abrams said she was going to ride a blue wave, and it was going to be documented people and the undocumented. She was openly saying, I'm going to rely on illegal non-citizens.
Right.
That's what my piece was on. How important is the non-citizen vote? Now, remember, non-citizen is not just the illegals running over the border.
But right.
I know a guy I was talking to not too long ago. We were in a bar, actually, and he said, oh, I'm not a citizen. I said, well, when did you come here? He said, 1954.
Wow.
He said, why didn't you become a citizen? He said, well, I didn't see the reason to it. What would it give me? Just the vote, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people, he's legal, but he's not a citizen, and he's not allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what percentage that is. Well, anyway, here's an interesting thing. Everybody says there's no, illegals don't vote and all that. In Texas, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, they started to get serious about it. And the Secretary of State found that there were 95,000 people who were both on the voter rolls and the non-citizen rolls, or listings.
Right.
Now, they weren't saying that 95,000 was deadly accurate because they know that some of those people may have naturalized. They may have gone through the ceremony. They came over illegally. They were illegal. But by the time they started voting, they became naturalized citizens.
Right.
58,000 of them were voting. So there's 95,000 registrants that were looked bad. Now, of course, the Democrats went absolutely insane over this. They filed multiple lawsuits, and within a very short period of a few weeks, a judge shut the whole thing down, said, you can't do this. It's intimidating people. Of course, everything's intimidating.
Right, right.
But anyway, they had to revise their system to become almost a joke because the new system said that basically if you find people who appear to be who are non-citizens, you can't do anything with that unless they voluntarily say, I voted as a non-citizen. So in other words, they have to confess to a felony before you can even think about
right.
it.
Like that's going to happen.
But they still got 12,000, almost 12,000 people that way.
Wow.
I mean, that shows you how big this problem is.
Exactly.
And then there's another one, Georgia, which I wasn't aware of, should have been. This is kind of recent. This is not just non-citizens. It's all sorts of problems. In 2001, Georgia passed a law that said that any individual citizen can file a complaint against somebody regarding an election matter if they think they're doing something wrong.
Right.
They got 80,000 complaints, and they already, according to CBS, that wrote a hit piece on it, CBS hated the whole idea.
Right.
But they already got 12,000 were upheld. These were, in other words, bogus voters, and they've already verified that 12,000 were upheld. I mean, that's an election. I mean, that's more than the margin in Georgia that
exactly.
Biden had.
Exactly.
I don't want to – I'm probably rambling too long, but Nevada, you've got at least huge thousands of people. I could give you the number. In Wisconsin.
Yeah, go ahead and do the show. This is important. Again, see, we have to balance out the deception with truth. And you've been studying this, and you've got the numbers, because the Democrats insist, you have no proof. There's no there there. And, you know, but there is. Go ahead.
Right. In Nevada, it's over 5,000 that in the 2020 election. Now, the Secretary of State acknowledged that. But she said, and this is correct, she said, but some of those may have naturalized in those 5 years. That's true. But on the other hand, she only did a 5-year look back. What she did was she went 5 years back into the Department of Motor Vehicles logs.
Yes.
And these are people who, to get a driver's license, they had to show who they were, and so they presented their immigration papers to the Department of Motor Vehicles. So they're voting, but they're immigrants, and they're showing that. Now, so, like I say, some of those, maybe that 5,000 dropped to 3,000. But on the other hand, if you had done a 15-year look back or a 30-year look back, because as I say, there are people who have been here for decades as non-citizens.
Exactly.
How much more would it be? And by the way, nobody was required to present immigration papers. Not everybody verifies their identity by calling up their old immigration papers. So God knows how big it is in Nevada. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, I can't even give you the answer, because you know what Wisconsin did before the election? Even though it's a federal law, you can't have on the voter rolls known non-citizens. If you know this guy's a non-citizen, you take him off the registration so he can't just vote. They ignored that. Everybody was on. No way at this point, no easy way anyway, of figuring out how many non-citizens voted. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, here's a really big number. The public information, legal funds, the Public Information Legal Foundation.
Okay.
They call themselves PILF, P-I-L-F. They did a lengthy study that just concluded fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's nationwide, and they found 349,000 dead people on the rolls. Now, I'm not saying they voted. They said thousands of them did vote.
In Illinois, they vote.
Right.
It's anecdotal. They always say the polls never close until they get the cemetery count.
Well, those must be very healthy people. They are so healthy that even after they die, they can vote.
The other thing that happens, too, that's miraculous, is they will die as a Republican and come back and vote as a Democrat.
I never heard that one, but I believe it. They also found about 40,000, 43,000 in 1 year, duplicates where they voted twice.
Joe Freed, cannot thank you enough. Look forward to having you back soon and very soon, my friend. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. It's always wonderful with you. Thanks.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a